Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
You know what tomorrow's show is going to be. Tomorrow's show is going to be us reacting to the Bears versus the Steelers. I think this is a game where I need Sean Desai to do some of the genius stuff. I need Roquan to be blitzing. And I'd like to see Jalen Johnson come up with some plays because I think there will be opportunities for him because Ben Roethlisberger throws a bunch of contested balls. These two guys are going to be taking you all the way up to our pregame show?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's true. Mully and Manily and Olin at 6 o'clock after us.
And they're going to crosstalk with us a little bit at the end of our show.
How about that? Because
we're truncating them today.
That is
a short pregame show.
I love that opportunity for transition. I treasure transition, some might remember. Lawrence, what do you think is more likely? That Justin Fields and the offense has a breakout 25-30 point performance, or that the defense reclaims some level of excellence and holds Pittsburgh to 15 or 17?
I think it's more likely that the defense will play well in this game. It's close, though. Their pass rush and TJ Watt is a problem, and figuring out where he is from down to down is going to be something that Matt Nagy and the boys are going to have to do. Without Khalil Mack, it becomes really hard to get the type of pressure that you want on Ben Roethlisberger without sending people. That's why I'm calling for Sean Desai.
To be crafty and creative.
Get creative. Who's your best defensive player? It's Roquan Smith. Make him a problem today. Line him up in different spots. Send him from different angles. And understand that there could be consequences to that. That you might open yourself up for Najee Harris to, out of the backfield, come up with a big play. But I want pressure on Ben Roethlisberger because I feel like if you get pressure on him, he will give you the football.
The guy, this version of Ben Roethlisberger, he doesn't allow himself to get hit. He's snap and throw. He's the quickest release of any player in the NFL this year. His yards per attempt is down. Like he's behind some bad offensive linemen. So it is get the ball out quick, get the ball out quick, get the ball out some more quickly. Like he just –
You do get pressure on him, Danny, he drifts.
Of course.
He backpedals.
He doesn't want to get hit.
And that's where I think that there are opportunities to get yourself a takeaway.
I think they could use it. I hope they get it. And I don't know – it'll be interesting to see what Sean Desai does because Najee Harris – he's really good, and first round rookie, 23 carries, 24 carries, 26 carries in the last three games. Lawrence, I don't know if you looked at his game log. That game against Cincinnati, he had 14 catches.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
They're leaning on him. Ben's leaning on him like crazy. Because he's not hanging around the pocket long enough to utilize receivers down the field.
So I feel like I could see Roquan's job today being
follow him.
Najee Harris. If it's a pass, you're on him. If it's a run, we need you to stop him. So what you're saying makes all the sense in the world. I just think like their offense is so centered around this one guy that it feels like Roquan Smith's job might be that one guy.
But you can't just try to win the rock fight. I think if you're the Bears, you have to take some risk in this game. This is a game that can, for them, not for us, they can lie to themselves and say, we are back in the playoff race in the NFC if they win. If they lose, they can't say that. Here's an opportunity against a team that I think is better than you, but not so much better than you that you should walk into the game afraid.
No, they can win. They can win. You can run on them. Olin told it to us last week. We'll go over it over the course of today's show. The Bears found something in Khalil Herbert, and David Montgomery was their best offensive player early in the year. And now the hope is that Justin Fields is your best offensive player for the next decade. You know, and he was the best offensive player in the game against San Francisco, and he was decisive in when to run the ball. If Montgomery, Herbert, and Fields all run the ball with degrees of success,
then it should open up some passing stuff.
Well, and you could just run the ball 30-plus times.
Yeah, you know, yesterday, there were a lot of running back duos who had it rolling yesterday. In Denver with Booker and Gordon, New England with Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson.
The Titans were...
The Titans were using everybody.
Mixing and matching yesterday.
Well, that was a Matthew Stafford disaster of an evening, just handing it to the Titans. But this is a great opportunity to have the running back tandem. You got your two guys. You got them.
Khalil Herbert, are we going with thunder and thunder? Lightning and lightning?
It's not lightning and lightning, but that's a good question. It's old school, right?
Storm front and storm front.
Montgomery's a better pass blocker than Herbert, right? He's certainly a better pedigree all-around guy, but Herbert, man.
Herbert can catch out of the backfield. He's got a good nose.
It's maybe like...
Mack and Biner.
Like Zeke and Pollard in Dallas.
Sure,
they both do everything, right? Like maybe Zeke's a little bit more powerful, Pollard's a little bit more of a pass catcher, but like both got, you're not really changing your offense with either. Pollard gets one out of every three possessions basically down in Dallas. Like I could see that being the rotation tonight, but I bet until this game is, they're out of it by double digits.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me at all if they past 30 rushing attempts and went all the way to 40. Like they are going to try to just run the football as much as they possibly can.
The best right now going when healthy is Chubb and Kareem Hunt, right?
Yeah, not a ton of health.
But when they're rolling, and we saw it.
Yeah, they're great.
We saw it. That's the best. But that's exactly the kind of night it ought to be. And, you know, Justin's got to run. Just got to go and feel it. Move the chains. And get that swagger going. I keep picturing that two-play stretch he had last week, the second of which was the back-to-back bootlegs, and he runs for like 14 and gets the first down and gets up with the full swag, holding the ball behind him and signaling the first down, starting to feel it. And that's exactly what Vic was talking about when he was with us on Thursday. So go ahead, young man. Just go do anything you can do to move the ball.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's in play, and call it hope trafficking if you want. But
you wouldn't do that.
Is it not in play that if that was what David Haas said, stop calling it a breakout. It was a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if it was a break, follow that up.
Exactly. And if this is a guy that is unflappable, who bounced back from the Cleveland game to have the game against Detroit and then bounced back from the Tampa game to have the game against San Francisco, well, Monday Night Football on the road against one of the most iconic franchises in all sports when you're a touchdown underdog. They haven't lost a home game on Monday Night Football in 19 years, and you're a baller. You're that dude. Go out there and under the bright lights and win a football game. It's in play. Like it's possible that Justin Fields is the best offensive player in this game tonight, either team. It's in play.
Yeah,
like Pittsburgh is not an impressive array of offensive talent overall.
You've got Najee Harris and Chase Claypool.
Yeah, Deontay Johnson's fine, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's It is in the realm of possibility that if Fields builds on what he did last week against San Francisco, that he can be the difference-making player offensively.
I just am ready for the Jesse James revenge game. I mean, that's
hey man, that's
I'm here for.
That's real. I just was on in Pittsburgh,
that's
and that was
real.
That was one of the questions they asked.
What are you, Matt Nagy?
Yeah, that was intentional.
He's got to find out where it's at.
I'm figuring out the whys, and the whys are because Justin Fields had reps with Jesse James.
That's right.
Like, the guy he has the best chemistry with is the backup tight end.
In terms of the whys, I think the old New City one at North and Clybourne was solid. The one on Irving Park right off the highway is really good.
I see what you're doing.
Southside Y is great over there.
Which
on 63rd
one?
And Stoney.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been there a bunch. I've been there with Ruben a bunch. There's a few different ones down that way.
Very solid.
So, I mean, Nagy should
I don't think I've ever had a meal at the YMCA.
Nagy shouldn't be looking anymore. I mean, we've told him where they are. What's the problem here?
You would think. He might be talking about
Get
something else.
It.
I don't know. He's tough to read.
He can go over there.
I just hope
and he can have a good meal.
I hope he stays out of Bill Lazor's way tonight.
Just stay
out of his way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Play six all of a sudden be, you know, empty with no chip help and no max protect on first and 10.
All right, let me ask you both this question.
I don't want to see that.
Since Matt Nagy's been back in the building since, what, last Wednesday or so?
Mm-hmm.
And he took notes. He was watching on TV, and I'm sure he then watched the cut-ups.
Yep.
So you can figure some things out.
At the La Quinta Inn and Suites.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Or the Deer Path Inn.
What notes do you think he took in think that he saw that you're hoping he won't give to Bill Lazor? That he won't give to Bill Lazor.
I don't know, man. I
because
you know he wants more tricky, like tricky stuff.
Yes.
Right. You know that's what he wants.
You know he's doodling. Man, I would have called Santa's sleigh right
now. Yeah.
You know, he's
you want more of that.
He sent the Mike White 2-point conversion catch on the modified Philly special. He sent that clip to Bill.
Well, but if
while
you're
he was
saying,
on quarantine.
But if Lawrence is saying they're desperate and you gotta take some chances, does that not apply to the offensive side of the ball?
100%. You have to take some chances and maybe I don't know if you go full Dan Campbell with your game plan like he did. I mean, that was crazy a couple weeks ago. He's like, fake punt, onside kick.
Well, now that Tabes has had a chance to settle back in and he's been special teaming it all week.
Special teaming it up.
Maybe that's
– he's going to call some stuff.
He's got some extra energy from being the head coach for a week.
Some extra confidence.
And now he's like, you know what?
It's my time.
It's time.
I was special teaming it up all during the week.
Joel Iwe Beniwe's play is coming.
Get 45 on the field.
Get him in there.
Should Matt Nagy be proud or discouraged by the fact that Atlanta has figured out how to make fetch happen with Cordarrelle Patterson.
Dude, Cordarrelle Patterson could be a Pro Bowler this year, not as a returner. He could be a Pro Bowler as an offensive player.
He had 6 catches for $126 and 3 kick returns for 65 yards yesterday. He's ridiculous.
Yeah. And
how about the Bears?
And the dude tweeted at us, 42 targets in his 2 seasons with the Bears. 41 targets through 7 games in Atlanta.
Doesn't he have more catches than Allen Robinson this season?
He's at 38 receptions
on 41 targets.
Yeah, and I have him for 47 targets.
Oh, there you go.
But regardless, and
so maybe it's 47 through
yeah,
8.
And
yeah, because 6 targets yesterday
and 73 rushing attempts. The only saving grace here is they had him in New England and Bill didn't get it out of him either.
Yeah, but Bill used him every once in a while as a running back and was using him as a kick returner and a receiver. When he got here, he was almost exclusively a running back, right? And this is now him being a wide receiver much, much more. But
well,
whatever. Arthur Smith.
Oh, Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith is better at offensive football than Matt Nagy.
Yeah, I mean,
And Matt Ryan is better than Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, and Mitch Trubisky.
But yeah, I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson this year had seven touchdowns already. I mean, will a Bears skill position player finish with 7 touchdowns on the year?
Oh, that's painful. See, he's leading the NFL in touchdowns.
Is that right?
No, did you see who is?
Oh.
I believe it's James Conner.
Oh.
With a 10 spot.
He was terrific yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
You're out there with Colt McCoy making it happen.
Man.
God.
Maybe we got to give Cliff Kingsbury some credit.
I think so. They're a real team. The NFC is awesome.
It is.
And the NFL is awesome, by the way. And I know you could say the same thing about baseball in that the Atlanta Braves, injured, under 500, get hot, go for it, win the World Series.
A different team, though, than...
I understand.
You know, they literally said, let's make some trades and let's see if we can get something happen.
I know, but I'm just saying it's a good year for baseball to be able to tell the story of...
The little engine that could.
And a lot of teams can win it. It's a good year for that. Mm-hmm. Man, the Broncos blow out the Cowboys. The Jaguars beat the Bills, and none of it feels fluky. Like, they make Josh Allen, the quarterback, look miserable. All day.
He looked like the guy that he was 2 years ago.
And that's a top five offense in the NFL going into that game.
That Josh Allen thing was funny yesterday.
How was that not fluky? Because they controlled him all day?
Yeah, I mean, it just, like watching.
We're going to look back at the end of the year and not feel like that was a fluky game?
No, I'm saying just in the game itself, it wasn't like tipped pass,
no.
Fumble on special teams.
It was him failing again and again.
It was
and again.
Them putting pressure on
missed
him.
Missed kicks.
And him crumbling.
Right. That's all pressure. I'm saying. You know, it definitely could be an outlier for the Bills.
Sure.
I'm just saying on that day, mm-hmm. that was not a story of 17 random things happening and it just working against them. Like,
right.
The Jaguars kicked their ass. Like that was a competitive, evenly matched, low scoring physical football game. And then the Cardinals. Like the Cardinals with no Hopkins and no Kyler.
And Colt McCoy.
Two touchdown win.
That's outrageous.
Against the Niners, who just beat the Bears' ass, but figure it out.
And that Cowboys thing yesterday was
crazy. Crazy. It was finally a crazy day for survivor pool participants around the NFL. But the Bears beat the Raiders beat the Steelers. Like, you can now play the transitive property game to talk yourself into your team having mm-hmm. a chance, given the results of yesterday.
Oh, Bears beat
with basically any two teams in the NFL.
Bears beat the Bengals, and the Jets beat the Bengals. But
the Bengals have playoff aspirations and would think. Yeah. But I mean,
last 2 weeks, brutal for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
For people that were looking at Joe and being like, oh, he's figured it out, he is not. Figured it out.
I still won't sell stock in that guy.
I don't think that you should. I'm just saying that the regression has been harsh.
Yeah.
And some of the decisions that he's making on when to throw the ball, it feels like a guy who had some stuff come easy early on, and now he's like, oh, it's going to be like this all the time. And it's not like that all the time.
But yeah, we saw what Cleveland did, obviously, to Fields, and they got Denzel Ward back, and he... 100 yards the other way. But man, it's an impossible league to figure out. Like, if you had to say today, Super Bowl matchup is what?
I find myself thinking Cardinals, if you're able to get that done without Kyler.
Tampa,
you know?
Titans.
Titans?
Titans even without Henry?
Tampa Titans. See,
defense travels.
Right. That's why I think I'd take Baltimore in the AFC.
Mm. I'm fine with that.
To me, like, the most reliable thing of any AFC team is Baltimore will be able to run the ball with Lamar Jackson.
The stuff he was doing yesterday, man.
Three double-digit comebacks already this year.
He's the comeback king.
That guy's amazing. He's amazing.
Danny, they can't stop anybody through the air, though.
I know. But okay, go through your AFC contenders. Chiefs. Massive problems defensively.
Stop there for a second. What are your people there telling you? Because I was watching
they're
the game
shook, is what
really
they're telling me.
Closely to try and see if there's anything that I could figure out about it. And it's everything. It's Mahomes, when he does get a receiver open, guys dropping the ball. Travis Kelce looks like someone said, jam him at the line of scrimmage. He has not been able to get off the jam.
But when Mahomes had to make one great play creating at the end,
he made
that play. And he hit Tyreek coming back. You know, looking at the standings, I think it's totally set up for the Chiefs to find their groove and emerge.
Sure.
It really is.
Well, yeah, what I've been saying, I've been going on in Kansas City weekly for most of the season. What I've been saying is, as long as no one really does run away with it in the AFC, mm-hmm. they're all flawed. And none of them want to see you as the wild card team. right? Like, as long as the Chiefs get in, Baltimore wouldn't want to see him. Tennessee wouldn't want to see him.
They're going to have to go through Vic Fangio's Denver Bronco team first, though.
That's true. That's true. I'll take Mahomes against Teddy Bridgewater.
Every team in that division is over 500.
Yeah. But
same with the AFC North. It's crazy.
So the AFC strikes me as wide open, but not very good. Like, no one has become a great team. Whereas you could tell me right now, Rams, Bucks, Packers, Cardinals, any one of those four teams could win the Super Bowl, and I would not be surprised. And I think any one of those four teams would be the favorite to be the one seed in the AFC.
How about the difference between the Packers when they go to Arizona without their top three wideouts, and they have Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, man.
And then all three wideouts are back yesterday against the woeful Chiefs, and it's Jordan Love.
Can I just say, though,
it's a good day for Aaron Rodgers' leverage.
In defense of Jordan Love, if your kicker makes kicks, that game looks and feels different.
Yeah.
They missed two kicks where you're now talking about them being in a tie game at the end of it. Them going down to try and tie with 4 minutes left in the game. But you had laces out. You had that argument yesterday with kicker and holder. And you had a blocked kick. You were in scoring position twice. You didn't come through.
But he did not look special.
No. But he barely looked comfortable at the end of the game.
But, I think at one point he was like 16 of 23 for 150 yards, right? Like, Mac Jones-esque. Dinking and dunking, taking what's there, not showing off any special arm talent.
No, everything down the field was a 50-50 ball, pretty much.
But nothing special.
I did enjoy that little dart throw that he did. I want to say it was a second or third pass where he like had to kind of dip his shoulder to get it to, I think, Dylan, and he just kind of threw it like a dart.
Yeah.
It was ugly, but it was also like crazy athletic.
It's pretty funny. The best that Devontae Adams could say, really any of his teammates, like, Jordan Love, he just kept playing.
I mean, he is a player.
He played.
He's wearing a jersey.
He kept playing. He played in the game.
He talked like that's what he said. Like, he talked like a quarterback in the huddle. He really talked like a leader, and he just kept showing up.
That guy was an NFL player,
man.
Today,
yeah.
Do you see those handoffs?
They know they screwed that up. Gutekunst.
Yeah.
Gutekunst knows he screwed that up.
I think I'll speak on behalf of Chicago. They should move on from Aaron Rodgers.
I think so.
I saw enough. I agree with you.
Yeah, totally.
I think Jordan Love.
He looked the part to me.
He's the heir apparent. You have your next guy. Get rid of Rodgers for
today,
a first round pick.
Today.
Yeah,
do
today.
It today. That's, even though the trade deadline is over.
He's not
even
back.
Do it today.
I don't know if Aaron's worth a first round pick. Really, frankly. Just take whatever you can get.
Hey, let me just say it the way that Devontae Adams said. That guy yesterday played football.
He played football.
Let me tell you something. He played the game of football.
And he kept playing. You know, that's the thing.
That's an important distinction.
I think so.
Until the game ended.
And like, all the way up until the end of the game.
And it seemed like if the game was going to keep going, he too would have kept playing.
And Danny, it was a professional game.
It was a professional game. They got paid to play.
He was out there and he was doing it.
He was getting paid to play football.
And if Aaron Rodgers is there, Packers by 10.
For sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
If Rodgers plays in that game, they win by double digits with that effort that the Chiefs get.
That's going to be a massive swing in a one-by NFC postseason for Rodgers to miss that game.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's an AFC game, so if they finish the same record, it shouldn't impact tiebreakers.
But they're behind the Cardinals now, who they've beaten.
And they got
other. And it's not a guarantee that he's back for next week.
Because he's back on Saturday, right?
Saturday's the earliest he could, in theory, come back and get your tests and keep it moving. But yeah, I can't. I don't know who I'd take out of the NFC. Tampa, I guess.
I know that the last view of Tampa wasn't great, but still.
Yeah, but you can pass on Tampa.
Yeah, you can pass on Tampa, but then they'll just pass on you.
Yeah.
And they're also, Fournette looks great right now. Like, they can just do whatever they want. You line up to stop them in the run, and they pass on you, and vice versa. Just playing you like a fiddle.
It's a great league. I'd one day like the Bears to join it with being able to surprise us.
They've got their chance tonight.
Play high-level football.
No problem winning in Pittsburgh on a Monday night. No problem. It last happened in 1991.
But hasn't Ben not beaten the Bears?
Yeah, well, I think he beat him the first time, and then he's 0-3 since then. Like, is that what I saw?
Maybe since 0-9?
Mm.
I feel like I covered the game that he won, and then he has not won since.
Okay.
It could be.
Like, they beat him maybe 0-5? Does that sound right? 0-5 or 0-6? And then he hasn't won against the Bears since then.
And those are one of those things that's a good trivia question, but a completely useless trend for tonight.
Stuff
means absolutely
goes back,
nothing.
That different coach, different scheme, different players,
yeah.
different
And even
era.
The Monday night thing. The Monday night thing is an interesting factoid. Like, it speaks a little bit to...
It speaks to atmosphere.
Yeah, but they can lose at home on Thursday night and Sunday night, but Monday is when the Pittsburgh crowd really comes alive. Like, it's
does Tomlin versus rookies mean anything?
24-4 versus rookies.
That is a use. That's like the Andy Reid off the bye thing. Yes, that is a trend that absolutely holds water and is relevant because it's
Nick Saban versus assistants. It's
yeah, of course. Like that is a trend that you'd be crazy not to at least put some sort. But they've lost at home on Thursdays and Sundays, mm-hmm. but never on Monday night.
How about the Raiders? The last 19 seasons coming off the bye, the Raiders are 3-16.
That's relevant. Now,
different coaches?
So I would say that is only as relevant as I don't believe that, like, the equipment manager who produces the jersey that says Raiders on it struggles coming out of a week of rest.
Hey, Coach Drive is coming up. Tony Medlin.
Tony's a good man.
Good man. Coat drive. It's coming up.
Max excitement for the coat drive still all these years later. He's like, we got to get Tony. I'm like, let's get him. Let's put him on, man. It makes you feel all warm and fuzzy.
It's one of those things that has like multiple layers because it's Jiggins talking about the coat drive, and then it's Johnny Hood doing Jiggins talking about the coat drive, and then it's us doing Johnny Hood doing Jiggins talking about the coat drive.
Come on and help the coat drive.
Yeah!
and to be honest,
I never heard that one.
Yeah. Tony Medlin is a good man.
That's when I wasn't paying attention. He is a good man.
Of course he is. Oh, no one has a bad word to say about him.
Is that Slow Ride for Coat Drive?
I totally forgot. Mag was so excited about that.
Oh, my
He's
God.
Like, I got it. Oh, God. Oh. Your vague employment and my weird
Let's
employment.
Let's all enthusiastically join Tony Medlin in yet another Coat Drive in and around our city this week.
Oh, no.
The winter is here.
Oh, my God.
The temps will get low. There's too many people not ready for snow. So reach in your closets, lend a helping hand. Let's warm the homeless in Chicagoland. Come on and help the coat drive. Come on, keep Walter's spirit alive.
Oh my God.
Come on and help the coat drive. Yeah. Peter Shapiro.
So that's what happened. When you were vaguely employed, Speaks.
Peter Shapiro getting a shout out? What the hell is
he really got into the spirit of the song.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that
yeah,
guy,
man.
That guy opens up a can of worms.
It really does open up a can of worms.
Multiple cans of worms.
Unfollow.
So, Lawrence, we are a de facto Bears pregame show, but we will talk
to the Bears pregame show.
Yes, I guess right. So pre whatever it is.
I mean, we have a post, so why not have a pre?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're the pre.
We're building a bridge,
but we will talk Bulls. I think I can confidently say what their biggest problem is going to be this year. I will make the case on the show today.
Okay. By the way, Joel Embiid,
COVID.
Yeah,
the whole
team.
Couple days too late. Joel Embiid has never lost to the Bulls. Now 9-0 against the Bulls, and he was dominant on Saturday night.
I'm just worried about the Bulls. Hopefully they're fine. you know, because I mean, you play back-to-back games with them. It was just a couple of days ago. It's
in the window of possibility, certainly. We'll discuss the Carlos Rodon decision.
It's a great decision.
Today, we got a lot to get into, but obviously tons of Bears and NFL and our normal brand of nonsense.
Coach Drive. You two have an excellent day. I'm going to enjoy the pre-pre, and I'm going to go get the last 2 hours of sunshine.
Oh, go do it.
Enjoy it, man.
Dig it.
Beautiful out there today.
Gorgeous. And yesterday was an exquisite family Sunday. I hope everybody had a chance to get outside and do some stuff.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.